Well, that was good. He says, I want you to blow my cornet anyway and see what you think of it. This is a Bach cornet, and it's a very good one. It's better than a con. So great. It was great. So he says, you like it? He says, meet me after the next show, and we'll go over and get one. They got one over at the Dixie Music House. I know that. So they had three of them. He took me over to the Dixie Music House, and I didn't have much money in my pocket. I mean, you know, $10 or $15, something like that. But here's how gracious he was with me when I think about it. The guy knew me, they owned the Dixie Music House, that had the cornets, the Bach cornets. So he needed, of course, new Bix, being with Whiteman and a great, you know, his big name amongst musicians. So the horn sold for $175. Bix had $145 in his pocket. So he says, he tried two or three of them, and he says, this one. He says, this one, kid. He says, take this one. So he said to the guy, the kid's gonna, this is for the kids. So he laid down $145, and he said to the guy that owned the store, he says, it's all right if the kid pays you $5 a month, isn't it? And finish it off, I guess it was for about $35, something like that. And the guy says, sure, he says, I know, Jimmy. So he bought me this cornet. He said, now I'll break it in for you at the theater there, the valves. I'll fix the valves so they come back fast. You pull a spring in the valves, you know. And gave me the horn. He played it. He said, I'll break it in. He played it for two or three days. You know, he gave me the horn. That's it. I still have it.
No, Jimmy, there's one particular number of that Bix wrote and also played, and that's his piano solo, In a Mist, and I notice you have it on Shades of Bix. Have you any comments on that particular number?
Yes, I told you about the one of the three deuces when he was
right.
Just composing, and he had a lot of different movements to it going. However, there's in New York, when I think I've forgotten who I was with. I think I was in a show called Sons Against in the Pit. And I met Bix one day in Plunkett's, and he's where all the guys used to have a drink, you know, and then between recording dates, it was a speakeasy. So Bix was there, and he said to me, he says, hey, kid, I got two seats for the concert at Carnegie Hall. They're playing Stravinsky and Ravel, you know, and we loved both Ravel and Stravinsky. Matter of fact, we had met Ravel previously that in Chicago. I'll tell you about that later. So we went to hear. He took me to Carnegie Hall. We heard Stravinsky and Ravel, and I had finished studying arranging in Chicago with Paul Hal, Betty Gibbon, and I were students. And when we came out, I said, you know, Bix, I was listening to Ravel, you know, this lovely music. I said, In a Mist. I said, I would like to hear in it, if I were going to arrange In a Mist, I would like to arrange it with woodwinds and paint a picture of, oh, someone walking in the Scottish moors and not knowing where they are. They're in a mist mentally. They don't know, you know, they just, where are we, you know, where am I or something. And I think that the woodwinds would sort of, the bassoon and the oboe and another woodwind. I'm just thinking that I can't think of it. Was a bassoon. That's it. And I said, I'd like to hear that done concert style, the change, the different movements that you have in the mist, and with instrumentation of that, with a cornet in there and so forth. So he said, gee, that's a good idea, kid. He said, why don't you try it, you know, arrange it, see what happens. So that's about all there is to that. So when he died, and then, if, you know, I think, I don't know, 6 months later or something, I don't know, can't remember. And so when it came time for the guys, one of the Bob Thiel, and another guy with this recording company, said, Jimmy, we want you to make a Bix album, you know, and sound, you know, to pay tribute to Bix, the numbers that he recorded. I said, you mean just sort of like a Shades of Bix thing? Yeah, he said, that's right. He said, that's a good title, Shades of Bix, yeah. I said, well, that's the idea. And I said, because I don't want to copy him, but to play his numbers and so forth and that he recorded and just, you know, with the guys of today, which was 1956, I think, or something. I'm not sure. But anyway, he liked the idea, which I thought was fine. So this is what came out of it. I told Dick Carey, who was arranging, was my arranger on the date, the Shades of Bix. Marvelous musician, by the way. He's fantastic. Piano and trumpet and E flat alto peckhorn. He plays that peckhorn so beautifully. What a tone, but he's a marvelous musician. However, he did, and I outlined the thing for him, the instrumentation and everything, and but he, because he could arrange much better than I could. I was a novice, actually. I was nowhere. So he did, and this is what comes out. I figured, well, let Marion play the piano on the thing. Because she liked the tune, too, and I wanted her on the date anyway. I used different men on each, or different people on each date, I should say, sometimes. And so this is Marion played the solo, but I liked the sound of the woodwinds, and Dick made it real nice, I think. He's in a mist, and Bix concurred before he died, so that's about it.